This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden repeated Wednesday U.S. commitment to Israel security.
My commitment to Israel security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back.
Biden made the comments at the White House a day after he confirmed that U.S. citizens are among the hostages captured by Hamas over the weekend, as he condemned the militant group for the sheer evil, what he called of a shocking weekend assault on Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel in the middle of the crisis as a tangible sign of what President Joe Biden calls unshakable American support. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Blinken faces thorny issues. How to keep the conflict from spilling over, how to get hostages freed, including 15 Americans who are still missing, and how to help some 2 million Palestinian civilians now trapped in Gaza. He is also expected to go to Jordan. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joined with a top political rival on Wednesday to create a wartime cabinet overseeing the fight to avenge the stunning weekend attack by Hamas militants. In the sealed-off Gaza Strip ruled by Hamas, Palestinian suffering mounted as Israeli bombardment demolished neighborhoods and the only power plant ran out of fuel. The new cabinet cobbles together a degree of unity after years of bitterly divisive politics, and as the Israeli military appears increasingly likely to launch a ground offensive into Gaza. The new cabinet will consist of Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, and current Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. It will only focus on the war. This is VOA News. Israelis come together to help one another as they mourn the dead and struggle with the repercussions of the Hamas attack, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Israeli-American Talia Klein-Perez was born in Houston and moved to Israel 22 years ago. She says many of her U.S. friends don't realize how bad it is.
It's heartbreaking. There's pretty much no one here that wasn't affected.
She's volunteering at a shelter near her home that took in more than 100 families.
Some of us are braver than others. Some of us are actually going closer to the front lines to bring warm meals and food and anything that the soldiers may need. Some of us are more frightened, like me.
Despite everything going on, she says her family is not leaving Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. House of Representatives Republicans nominated Steve Scalise as their candidate for Speaker on Wednesday, as they sought to heal a bitterly internal division paralyzing their domestic agenda and preventing action on the Israel crisis. The party has been in a tailspin since a handful of hardliners forced out Kevin McCarthy 8 days ago, leaving the Republican-controlled lower chamber of Congress unable to respond to mounting international and domestic challenges. Scalise, McCarthy's longtime deputy, piped Firebrand Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan to the nomination by 113 votes to 99, dealing a blow to Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, who had endorsed the defeated Jordan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has taken his pitch for more military aid directly to dozens of defense leaders. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports he went to Brussels and NATO.
For the first time, Zelensky appeared in person as the Ukrainian Defense Contact Group met in Brussels, noting next week will mark the 600th day of his resistance against Russia.
And today, no one can say for sure how many more days we will have to defend our independence.
His presence underscored growing concerns about cracks in what has been strong international backing for Ukraine. Zelensky noted allies are now under pressure to also send weapons to Israel for the Hamas war.
Can do both, and we will do both.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says support for Ukraine remains strong. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Niger's junta has demanded that the top United Nations official there leave the country within 72 hours over accusations Niger was excluded from the annual UN gathering of world leaders in New York last month. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.